And right now down to 124. 124 remaining in this third period. And not a whole lot of action since the opening period, where I think we saw 6-4, and then it was pretty quiet in that second period. But right now, 6-4 down to 114, a stoppage as they go off on the near side of the mat. Reuter down for New London's Spicer. And then you got Nelson up top. They're going to call a caution on Nelson. Had his arm around on his belly misplaced. And right now, Reuter going to try and get up. He's to a kneeling position and back down to all fours. Nelson is going to break him down for Kimball. He's trailing 6-4. 1 minute remaining here in this third period. Championship action at 113. We'll try and pass along some scores as we can. As it looks like Adam Jurek is going to get the third place title for Becker at 113, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it looks like Jurek quite possibly, getting third place at 113. Down to 35 seconds. Remaining in this third period, now a 7-4 lead as they gave Reuter a point escape. And now Nelson's going to get a two-point takedown, so now it's 7-6. 7-6. And what Nelson is going to do is let Reuter up. He's going to concede the point. It's 8-6. Now try and get another takedown as they're down to 14 seconds here at 1:13 in this third period. They're both locked up on this far side. Nobody with any advantage here. Down to 5, down to 4, down to 3, down to 2. And the time will expire. And an 8-6 win for Reuter and New London Spicer. So the Wildcats take the championship at 106 and 113. As we jump to action at 120. Championship wrestling. And on the mat for Albany, Dustin Schmidt. Had opening round a win over Tommy Schroeder of Mora. And then defeated Brett Kafis of St. Cloud Apollo 10-4 in that semifinal. And he'll be facing a wrestler from Becker. That's Lucas Paulson. As Paulson got a win over Jordan Freddy. And also a semifinal win over Cody Leiter of Kimball. So Paulson and Schmidt wrestling here at 120. Paulson at 25-7, a freshman. Schmidt 18-15 as a sophomore, as both wrestlers on their feet. Also, we have some wrestling for Albany on the mat. As well, some third place wrestling. Looks like Will Mergen on the mat. He's going to get a quick two-point takedown and really clench in here. Looks like he's going to try and get an early pin here for the Huskies. Wrestling at 126, and Mergen, he just got caught in a bad spot, got beat by Kylan Risch of Becker in the semifinals. I was told Mergen beat Risch and pinned him recently, so just got caught. He was disappointed, but Mergen, hats off, going to come back and get a third-place pin in the first period. Congratulations to Will Mergen, who is now 20-14 on the season. He'll get a third-place win at 126. Schmidt gets taken down, has given up the first 2 points to Paulson here in the championship action at 120. So Schmidt right now in his belly, Paulson from Becker on top and in control, still fighting for some hand control. And Mergen, or actually Schmidt, now getting to his knees. He got to all four, trying to get himself to a sitting position, which he has, and now broken down. But still going to move those legs and those knees and try and get himself back to a sitting spot. Now he's broken down back on his belly. We also have some third place action coming up here. As it looks like Javi Solis is going to be in the mat at 132. Yeah, Javi wrestling for third place at 132, facing the wrestler from Becker. That'll be Dylan Weber. Dylan Weber. Weber, a seventh grader. And Javi, a senior, came into the day wrestling 13-17 on the year. So Schmidt still on the bottom, down 2-0. That first period coming to an end for Dustin Schmidt at 120. And let's take a quick 30-second break, and we're back with more high school wrestling here on Chasm Radio.
If you want your new farm or business to succeed, or you're looking to buy new property, don't take advice from someone sitting behind a desk. At Central Minnesota Credit Union, we'll actually come to your farm to discuss your needs with you. We are one of the top federally insured ag lending credit unions in Minnesota. We offer all of the financing solutions and expertise to help you grow, including SBA and FSA loan programs. Visit us at mycmcu.org. Central Minnesota Credit Union, centered on you. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
High school wrestling here on Chasm Radio, 1150 on your AM radio dial as we continue with action. Championship at 120. Schmidt right now finding himself down 3-0, gets taken down, now trailing 5-0, 120 remaining here in this second period. Javi Solis in the third place match at 132 as a 2-0 lead for Albany. Or actually, just double check your 132. Yeah, 132. Solis in that third place matchup right now as they wrap up the first period. He leads 2-0. So Schmidt down 5-0, starting in the down position, gets quickly to his feet, faces his opponent, but right now Paulson has that right leg, and he'll take him back down on his belly, now still leading 5-0. So Schmidt down has been on the bottom end of this matchup here for most of the matches. We're down to 50 seconds remaining in period number two, championship wrestling at 120. Schmidt had a nice few matches as well, back in her coverage last week at Malacca against Malacca and Grand Rapids. And right now, trailing 5-0, 33 seconds facing Lucas Paulson of Becker. As I mentioned earlier, Hutchinson and Becker are the top two teams when it comes to team scoring so far here at the Albany Purple Pride. And Schmidt still on the bottom position here on his belly, and now they're going to call a caution on the Becker wrestler. Going to call a caution, so they'll reconfigure, get back to the middle of the mat here, and Schmidt still in that down position here. And he blow the whistle, and Schmidt quickly to his knees, now standing, but Paulson won't give up that left leg, he won't. Schmidt continuing to work, down to 7, down to 5, down to 4. Now Schmidt to a sit, and he's trying to break out. He will get 1 point. Yes, he will. He'll get 1 point as time expires. Nice job as he got out, turned, he faced. Now he's trailing 5-1 here after two periods. And Schmidt will start in that down position again. So 5-1, Lucas Paulson leading for Becker. Championship wrestling at 120, leading Dustin Schmidt. Championship wrestling third period, 2 minutes on the clock. Javi Solis wrestling third place as well. He leads right now 4-1, 21 seconds remaining in that second period. And Schmidt and Paulson fighting here as Schmidt gets to his knees, now trying to get to a sit and trying to break the hold of Paulson, but Paulson has been very, very strong, riding very strong here in the entire match. And Schmidt now to all fours, kind of bridging here, trying to roll through, and he's going to catch Paulson for 2 points on the takedown. Nice job by Dustin Schmidt. As he was nice and quiet there and just a little roll through. And Dan Anderson, you can correct me, is that a Granby, maybe? Usually Dan would pop in and he'd have all the what would you say, the technicalities here. But, you know, I picked up one or two things in, you know, a few years of wrestling. But 6-3, as Paulson now fights back, he'll get a point escape. And it's now 6-3, Paulson leading Schmidt down to 55 seconds. 55 seconds remaining here in this third period championship at 120. Javi Solis still leading 4-1 with a minute 30 remaining in his matchup. Now two more points going to Lucas Paulson from Becker. He's been wrestling strong. So Paulson 25-7, a freshman in this championship match against Schmidt. An 8-3 lead down to 25 seconds remaining here. 25 seconds. Solis on the bottom in his match, facing the wrestler from Becker, still in the lead. Once again, that's a 4-1 lead. 4-1 lead there, third place at 132. Down to 10 seconds remaining in the championship. Paulson is going to move on and get the victory for the Becker Bulldogs here. In that final decision, going to be 8-3 in a nice hard-fought match. On that time by Dustin Schmidt, he wrestled really, really well. He stayed with it, stayed in there. Just not enough this time. A nice match by Lucas Paulson. He gets the win. Schmidt will finish second here in championship wrestling at 120, but a nice match. Greeted by the coaches. They said, yeah, you know what? Wrestling well, he did well. Alex Yvonne coming over, explaining a few things. And I think Schmidt, yeah, he's pretty, you got to be as happy as you can, even though you didn't win. But he wrestled really, really strong and made a couple moves of his own. As he finishes second once again at 126, we continue action wrestling. Following Javi Solis right now at 132, wrestling for third place. And Solis with a 5-1 lead, and time will expire. And Javi's going to get a third place of victory for Albany. Once again, a 5-1 win for the Husky senior. So Javi, nice job. He finishes his day with a third place championship. He is 15-18 on the season now. And he gets the third place at 132. We got championship wrestling at 126. As we have Muhammad Hissim, we have Kylan Risch Becker, I should say. Kylan Risch Becker facing Brock Luthens of Hutchinson. Luthens, a senior, who is now 40-1 after wins here today. Risch is the one who upsetted Will Mergen in the semifinals. And so far it's been 2 points to Brock Luthens, the senior at 126. 2-point takedown, now on top against Kylan Risch, a freshman from the Becker Bulldogs. So 2 points, looks like Luthens will let Risch up slightly, keep his hand on the back, and now he will relinquish a point on the escape. But Luthens, very good on his feet. He's going to get another 2-point takedown on that far side as he completes the move, now leading 4-1. He leads 4-1. No other Huskies on the mat right now. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. Also break for our station identification on your home of Albany Husky Wrestling.
It's a Minnesota tradition, broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.
Vision is a precious gift, and it's important that you take time out for an annual eye exam. Eye health is not only the detail you see, but how well your eyes work together. Great athletes have superior eye coordination. Good readers have smooth eye movement. And as we age, skills may change. Glaucoma, cataracts, and other eye diseases are always a concern. Adults should have a baseline exam, and after age 35, a visit every 2 years is recommended. Call optometrist Dr. Rick Gretsch at the Albany Eye Clinic at 845-4747 in Melrose, 256-4000.
Your Wi-Fi router is an important player in your home's internet connection. It should easily pass your internet signal to all the wireless devices in your home. However, with age, sometimes routers can start to miss key plays and have trouble completing passes to different devices in your home. Let Albany Mutual Telephone step in the game by adding Home Team Advantage with our managed Wi-Fi services. Call us today at 845-2101. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home.
Are you selling or buying property? Perhaps you're starting a new business. Maybe you need a will, or you need an expert who can offer estate planning assistance. Have you been the victim of an auto injury? Whatever your legal needs are, consider contacting Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman, a local law firm in Cold Spring and Avon with honest and caring attorneys who have combined experience exceeding 100 years. At Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman, we have experienced attorneys who can offer you assistance in nearly any area of law, such as real estate, estate planning, business law, family law, and personal injury litigation. Put a law firm to work for you that cares about its clients. Call Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman at 320-685-3678. Again, 320-685-3678. Thanks, and we look forward to assisting you.
Live Radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
High school wrestling action here on KASM Radio. More action brought to you by your Albany Husky Sports Boosters this evening, which include the fine folks at the Woodshop of Avon, Hillcrest Family Restaurant in Albany, K&S Pharmacy, Main Street Avon, Kutzer Excavating, also Albany Country Floral and Gifts, Albany Eye Clinic, Stearns Bank Albany, Schlenner Winter and Company, Central Minnesota Credit Union, also Albany Mutual Telephone Association as well. We have a stoppage of wrestling action at 126. Stoppage as Brock Luthen's well in the lead here. And I know the wrestler from Becker did get sick, and I think they're actually going to call the match, and Luthen's, I assume, will be awarded the victory at 126. He got rolled over and physically got sick on the mat, so we have a stoppage here in the championship at 126.
In the hole on mat number three.
High school wrestling action here on KASM Radio. Third place, fifth place mats right now. No Husky wrestlers on the mat right now. We do have three more Huskies wrestling in the championship tonight. Austin Omscheid, also Gabe Zierden, and also we'll have Marvin Stang as well wrestling championship action. High school sports here on KASM Radio. You can listen online at mychasm.com. 1150 on your AM dial, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 FM. And let's see here. Yeah, it looks like the championship will go to Luthen's at 126. I'm not sure if you call that what an injury. I'm not sure what you do when when that wrestler got sick on the mat. Anyhow, yeah, obviously not able to continue. He'll head off, so we'll head to championship action at 132. Should have a really good matchup here. Tucker Gifferson from Hutchinson. He's 38-6. He's a junior. He'll be facing Sam Stageberg from New London Spicer, 24-10. He's a junior. As Gifferson defeating Javi Solis, pinned Solis back in the semifinals here at 132. So they're going to face off here on the mat. And both wrestlers on their feet, Gifferson and Stageberg for New London. Seeing a lot of Hutchinson wrestlers and New London Spicer advancing here to the final. As they continue here, action looking at the other mats. Nobody for Albany. We'll see if anybody's on deck here for Albany. Don't see that either. But they're making some good time here as a lot of this championship wrestling began right around 6:35, well ahead of schedule. And we'll be bringing you some of this action, covering some of the area teams, as we have seven teams here, which include Mora, St. Cloud Apollo, New London Spicer, also Kimball area, of course, Albany, Becker, and Hutchinson. We'll have some individual awards and also teams standings and also award ceremony to follow as well here at Albany Area Schools. No score in the championship here at 132. As we get a bit of the recap here at 132, Tucker Gifferson, he got a pin over Brandon Gugisberg of Kimball area in 2 minutes and 41 seconds. And then pinned Javi Solis in a minute 25 to advance to the championship at 132. We have Gifferson going in for a single, and he's going to get a quick two-point takedown on that far side. He'll go up 2-0 for Hutchinson. So a two-point takedown by Gifferson. You look at Sam Stageberg for New London Spicer at a 16-4 major decision over Peyton Jepson Lee. And then Stageberg in semifinals got a pin in 1 minute 51 seconds over Dylan Weber of Becker in the semis. And so Lee's winning the championship at 132, to third place championship, I should say, Javi. So now a 2-1 lead for Tucker Gifferson and Hutchinson in the championship at 132. Nice crowd on hand here at the Albany Purple Pride. Once again, big crowd. As wrestling continues, also as told, Albany will be the host site for sections this year too. I want to say that's on February 24th, I was told. They will be hosting a section wrestling. So, yes, indeed. All righty. Still a 2-0 lead after period number one at 1:32. What we'll do right now is take a minute break. We're back with more high school wrestling here on Chasm Radio.
Lake Country Veterinary Service in Albany is a proud supporter of Albany Husky sports. Lake Country is a full-service veterinary medical facility providing the best possible medical and surgical care to both companion pets and farm animals. Lake Country Veterinary Service is committed to promoting responsible health care at reasonable rates. Stop in or call at 845-6930. For all of your farm animal and pet care needs, it's Lake Country Veterinary Service on Main Street in Albany. Or go online at www.lakecountryvetservice.com.
Selection and quality. That's what you get, that's what you see. So stop on in and you will find a deal that's simply one of a kind. Albany Chrysler, your one-stop dealer. Albany Chrysler, your one-stop dealer. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
High school wrestling action. We have action at 1:32 wrapping up. And the championship goes to Tucker Gifferson of Hutchinson, the junior, now 41-6. Got a pin with a minute and 3 seconds remaining in the second period. And also picking up his 100th career victory as well. So congratulations to the junior from Hutchinson, the champ at 1:32. More wrestling going on. Let's see your championship now at 1:38. As Peyton Schiefelbein of Kimball area, who's 29-6, he's a senior. He pinned Raphael Solis in the first round. And also went over Jacob Burning. A major decision, 13-5, to advance to the finals. He's facing Kevin Andres of Becker, the junior, 18-11. And a 27-second pin over Dylan Adams of Mora. And then a 6-3 decision over Jesse Reiner of Hutchinson. So Schiefelbein and Andres here in the championship at 1:38. Wrestling for fifth place here at 1:38. If I have it correct here, looks like we have Raphael Solis facing a wrestler from New London Spicer, David Barthel. And it looks like a 2-point takedown for Barthel. He's leading 2-0 here early on in that fifth place matchup here on mat number three. And also we do have some consolation wrestling going on. Wrestling for third place on the mat for Albany looks to be Owen Meyer, as Owen had a first round bye and then got pinned by Logan Urick of Becker. Now Meyer facing Austin Dene of Kimball area. Dene came in today with a 13-23 record. Owen Meyer 17-15. And so far Meyer is, let's see, as we look here at the scoreboard, leading 5-0 right now. 37 seconds remaining here in this opening period. So Meyer, strong start, third place match at 1:52. No score in the championship at 1:38 right now. We got Solis wrestling for fifth on mat number three. And Javi is, or actually Raphael is going to get pinned. Barthel will get a win for New London Spicer in that fifth place match at 1:38. So Barthel will get a pin over Raphael Solis in the fifth place championship at 1:38. Championship wrestling, third place, or actually fifth place at 1:45 going on. That'll feature Peyton Lynn, as he got beat by Blake Paulson, a 3-1 in his opening match. A couple byes, and now he'll face Alex Berglund. And Berglund wrestling from the Becker Bulldogs. He'll be facing off for fifth place at 1:45. Meyer still wrestling here as they start the second period, leading 5-0. Begins in the down position, gets to a quick sit. Now taken down on his left side here by the wrestler from Kimball. And quickly, Meyer will get a two-point reversal here. Go up 7-0. And now he's going to be in a prime spot to get a pin. He will with 1:41 remaining. 1:41 remaining in the second. And Meyer gets a pin. He gets a win. Claims the third place championship. The Husky senior at 1:52. Nice job by Owen Meyer. So Meyer gets a third place championship. Nice match. Gets a pin. More wrestling as a few more Huskies on the mat. We got Lynn battling for fifth place at 1:45. Now another third place matchup as Logan Kittleson, who is 8-11, facing Michael Dene, a 21-16 wrestler from Kimball area. We'll get details on that match coming up. We'll take another two-minute break. It's Albany Husky Wrestling here on Chasm Radio.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area. A catchphrase in sports is clutch. Whether it's a coaching decision or coming through on the field of play, it's about being clutch.
Hi, this is Derek Meyer, Vice President and Manager at Stearns Bank Albany. Our winning team at Stearns Bank is filled with clutch performers ready to close your business loan quickly. As preferred business lenders, we offer customized loans with flexible terms to fit your needs. Work one-on-one with our team at Stearns Bank. Call me today at 845-2151. Making business fun to run at Stearns Bank, we get the job done.
Are you selling or buying property? Perhaps you're starting a new business. Maybe you need a will or you need an expert who can offer estate planning assistance. Have you been the victim of an auto injury? Whatever your legal needs are, consider contacting Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman, a local law firm in Cold Spring and Avon with honest and caring attorneys who have combined experience exceeding 100 years. At Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman, we have experienced attorneys who can offer you assistance in nearly any area of law, such as real estate, estate planning, business law, family law, and personal injury litigation. Put a law firm to work for you that cares about its clients. Call Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman at 320-685-3678. Again, 320-685-3678. Thanks, and we look forward to assisting you.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Husky Wrestling here on Chasm Radio, your home of Husky Sports. Thanks for joining us. Scott, our studio producer tonight. And we have two Huskies on the mat here. Third place action at 160. That's Kittleson finds himself down 2-0 as Dene from Kimball gets a two-point takedown with 20 seconds remaining here in this first period. In some other action, we have fifth place wrestling at 145. Right now we have a Peyton Lynn in a sitting position leading 2-1. 1:12 remaining second period in that matchup. Kittleson will get a one-point escape. Goes back in for a single. Gets caught underneath. We're going to get a two-point takedown for Dene and time expires. And nice effort that time by Kittleson. Just backfired a little bit as that period came to an end. Looking at Peyton Lynn in that fifth place, going to have a stoppage, potentially dangerous move. Both wrestlers back on their feet. Right now a 3-1 lead for Peyton Lynn. In the championship match, championship wrestling, which is going on right now in 138. That match tied up at 1-1. Peyton Schiefelbein of Kimball area and Kevin Andres of Becker. Been a stalemate so far, 1-1. They got 15 seconds remaining in the third period. Both wrestlers on their feet right now. Andres kind of fake like he was going to go in for a shot. Goes in again, gets blocked. Both wrestlers going to lock up on their feet. And we'll have some overtime wrestling at 1:38 now. Schiefelbein and Andres in that championship. Kittleson finds himself down right now. Starts in a down position. And Kittleson trailing with 4-1. 4-1 right now. Kittleson trying to get to a stand and gets taken back down, and he's locked in high here. As the wrestler from Kimball going to get some near fall here, and he tries to really lock it in up high, but Kittleson is going to squeeze out from that back door position momentarily, but no, the Kimball wrestler is going to hold on quickly and not let Kittleson go. He's not going to give up on the move whatsoever. Yes, that's a third place action as you look, and they're going to call it a pin. And that'll go to the wrestler from Kimball. That'll be Michael Dene. He'll get the pin here in this second period with just 2 seconds left. So Dene will get a pin for the third place. Kittleson, nice match, just not enough. And a win for Michael Dene. Man, 22-16 on the season. The junior gets a big third place win at 160. As the wrestlers in overtime and the championship at 138 go off the mat far side. No points awarded over there. Lynn still wrestling for Albany, fifth place. Still 1-1. Time is going to run out here in this first overtime. And both the wrestlers continue to battle championship at 138. Boy, what a good match. So action at 138 continues between Schiefelbein, Peyton Schiefelbein of Kimball, a senior, and Kevin Andres, a junior at Becker. Schiefelbein will start in the down position here. He'll quickly get to his knees, trying to get to a sit. Now he gets to his feet, trying to turn. He'll turn for the one-point escape. And Schiefelbein, they're going to have a stoppage here. Blood by Schiefelbein. They're going to have blood time here. Getting a one-point escape, 2-1, 23 seconds left in that second overtime. Peyton Lynn right now on his feet, was down on his knees trying to get a one-point escape, gets taken back down again. And right now Lynn trailing 5-3, 36 seconds remaining in that third period in that fifth place match. And 145. Third place action going on right now as well. As once again, three mats here at the Albany Purple Pride Invitational. Right now, Peyton Lynn on his belly on that far side, running out of time. Now trailing, what, 5-3, 5-3. As Lynn trying to get to his feet, face he does. Now trailing, what, 5-4 right now, down to 10 seconds. Lynn has to try and make a move, take a shot here, down to 6, down to 5. Lynn goes in, gets a single, trying to complete the move as they go off the mat far side, 1 second remaining. And I think Lynn going to come up short, but boy, he was working hard trying. He went in for that single and unable to get that final takedown. And Peyton Lynn going to fall 5-4 in that fifth place match, but a nice job by Peyton Lynn. So Berglund wrestling for Becker will get a 5-4 victory, but Peyton, nice job wrestling there for fifth. At 145. Overtime, 22 seconds. Back to action. Championship wrestling at 138. And are they going to say no? They're going to say no. Did not complete the takedown on that far side as they went off the mat for the Kimball wrestler, Peyton Schiefelbein. So Schiefelbein back on top. Andres on the bottom. He's trailing 2-1. Andres gets to a sit here momentarily. Gets up to his feet, gonna face Schiefelbein. Will they give him the 1 point escape? No, they will not. And then Schiefelbein will take Andres down to the mat. No points awarded. Both wrestlers slap each other on the back, say, boy, that was a good one. Yeah, double overtime and the win goes to Schiefelbein. Peyton Schiefelbein, he gets a hard fought double, or actually it was a double or triple, double overtime win. So nice job by Peyton Schiefelbein. He's now 30-6 on the season, champion at 138. We have more championship wrestling coming up here at 145. What we'll do right now is take a 1 minute break. More coverage from the Albany Purple Pride. We got three more Huskies in championship matches. Omscheid, Zierden, and also Marvin Stang. Let's take a minute break on your home of Husky wrestling.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes that first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 845-2032. A proud Husky sports booster on KASM Radio.
If you want your new farm or business to succeed, or you're looking to buy new property, don't take advice from someone sitting behind a desk. At Central Minnesota Credit Union, we'll actually come to your farm to discuss your needs with you. We are one of the top federally insured ag lending credit unions in Minnesota. We offer all of the financing solutions and expertise to help you grow, including SBA and FSA loan programs. Visit us at mycmcu.org. Central Minnesota Credit Union, centered on you. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
High school wrestling here at Albany High School. It's the Albany Purple Pride. Joe Gill here, Matt's side tonight. Husky Sports being brought to you by your Albany Husky Sports Boosters, which include Blattner Energy in Avon, Community Technology in Albany and St. Joe, Lang Trenching Avon, Joel Schneider Service, Main Street, Albany, Albany Family Dentistry, Lake Country Veterinary Services, Main Street, Albany. I thought I saw it's Dental Pet Dental Month. I saw that on the window. Swing on over there. I know I picked up some of those chews for Kirby the dog. Yeah, you chews on this. I'm not sure what it's called, but it works. It works. Minnesota Manufacturing over there in Avon. Willenbring, Dahl, Wolken, and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law, and Cold Spring and Avon, and Albany Chrysler Center as well. A big thank you to all of our Husky Sports Boosters. Once again, coverage here on KASM Radio. Championship wrestling at 145, Zach Holtz of Kimball. He's a freshman. He's 31-6. And a major decision in the first round. Picked up a third period pin in the semifinals, as he is facing Nathan Athene of New London Spicer, who is 25-11, had a bye. And then a 6-4 win over Blake Paulson of Becker. So right now it is a 5-1 lead for Zach Holtz. He's a freshman at 145 and has been in control so far. No other Huskies on the mat right now, as we have championship, third place, and fifth place matches going on as we speak here all simultaneously. As Holtz with a two-point takedown here now goes to a 7-1 lead, 1:30 remaining in the second period for Zach Holtz of Kimball area. Third place matchup wrestling right now as Kimball on the mat. As you look at third place, so that should be right now at 170. Carter Holtz facing Dom Adams of Mora. Holtz right now trying to get a pin with 37 seconds remaining. In period number three, he leads 10-0 in the match. And Carter, an eighth grader, came in today at 12-19. Yeah, 12-19, and really had an outstanding day and is having an outstanding day as he wrestled Austin Omscheid in the semis, and he gave Austin all he could handle. But Austin got a 6-4 win over Holtz in that semifinal. As was all Holtz in the opening period, you saw the tie turning a little bit in period number two. I'm not sure. Looked like Holtz got a little heavy on his feet, and Omscheid took advantage. And as I talk about the third place matchup, we have Zach Holtz gets the championship at 145. He gets a pin, and he's champion at 145. Pin over Nathan Thien of New London Spicer. So Holtz of Kimball area, champion at 145, ends the day now with a season record at 32-6. What a great record and a great season so far for that Kimball area ninth grader. Championship wrestling continues at 152. Jordan Stenzel of Hutchinson, 34-11. He is facing Logan Yurica Becker, who had a bye and a pin. He's now 22-12. So third place at 160, or actually a 170 correction. Third place goes to Carter Holtz, the eighth grader, gets third place at 170. Championship at 152 right now. Stenzel of Hutchinson, Eureka Becker, and Stenzel get a two-point takedown right off the bat here. Already seeing some fifth place action in some of the upper weights going on mat number three right now. As we're seeing, let's see here, action going on at, 195? Or no, some of the heavyweights wrestling on that far side. Quite possibly in fifth place. Looks like we have the 285. Yeah, 285 fifth place match going on already. Once again, three more Huskies to wrestle for the championship. Ohmscheid at 170. We'll have a Gabe Zierden. He'll be on the mat here shortly as well for Albany at 182. And then Marvin Stang at 285. As they go off the mat here in the championship. And third place action going on right now at 182. We have Nick Gill and Tanner Gill. This is Tanner Gill, as he got pinned by Gabe Zierden in 23 seconds. He's in the third place here, as he is facing, looks like a wrestler from Hutch, quite possibly. No, that's not 182. It might be at 195. Nope, not at 195. Let's go back down. it looks like they're moving wrestlers and matches on different mats now. So it's not championship third place and fifth place anymore. So to keep that straight, we'd need about, four or five extra guys here. So we won't even try. Yeah, so now they're just moving everybody around, using up mats, not leaving any mat empty. So they're going to give it a go here, and we'll keep you updated as best as possible. Nobody on the mat right now for Albany Championship Wrestling going on at 152. It's a 2-2, 2-2 even Steven first period between Jordan Stenzel of Hutchinson and Logan Urich of Becker. Time will expire, and it's a 2-2 tie. What we'll do in the meantime right now is take a two-minute break. It's Albany Husky Wrestling at the Purple Pride. We're back in 2 minutes.
K&S Pharmacy Avon, locally owned, giving you personal, friendly service along with competitive pricing, supports Husky Sports on KASM Radio. For all your prescription needs, Carla, Sarah, and Dana will answer your questions and concerns. They accept most insurance cards. They can transfer your prescriptions anytime from any pharmacy, and best of all, they are super friendly and caring. Lots to offer in their store: UPS drop-off, home health, school apparel, greeting cards, health and beauty, and lots more, along with an instant photo machine which can print directly from cell phones, iPads, camera cards, and even right off your Facebook account. Locally owned with people you know. K&S Pharmacy on Main Street in Avon. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Schlenner Winter & Company has a significant presence in central Minnesota by maintaining offices in St. Cloud, Albany, Little Falls, Monticello, and Maple Lane. Schlenner Winter & Company is dedicated to serving its clients with professionalism and integrity. Their firm serves its clients with accounting, tax, audit, payroll, and business consulting needs. Schlenner Winter & Company focuses on industries such as agriculture, construction, and transportation. Stop by and see Aaron Smith or Bob Hengel in the Albany office on 6th Street or call today at 320-845-2940 to set up an appointment for year-end planning. Schlenner Winter & Company's professional attention to detail and personal touch promote excellent working relationships with their clients. Call today at 320-845-2940.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
High school wrestling here on KASM Radio. As we continue our coverage of the Albany Purple Pride, and we have some third place action at 220. Carter Fish on the mat. He gets a quick two-point takedown, and then his opponent comes right back with a two-point reversal. I know they're going to say, no, Fish did not complete the move, so just did not maintain control. So they'll give a two-point takedown to his opponent from Apollo. That's Zach Willard, who's 16-22 on the year. Carter Fish at 7-24. So Fish down 2-0 right now In a third place action at 220. Championship Wrestling at 152. It's a 4-2 lead right now for Jordan Stenzel of Hutchinson facing Logan Urica. Becker, 145 remaining in that third period. And we'll have simultaneous championship matches going on as well. And then once you get to sections, they do, you know, 106, wait till they're all done. Then they do 113, wait till they're all done. And they just do class by class. But here at the Purple Pride, looks like they're just going to continue to churn through and make sure no mat sits empty at all here tonight. And things are really just kind of flying on by here for the Albany Purple Pride. I mean, there's been years where it's been 10 o'clock. I've been sitting here, and now we're coming up on, 7:40, and we're just on some of the final matches. So third period, they're going to have a stoppage over there. 4-2 lead for the Hutch wrestler, Stenzel. And Fish right now, Carter Fish for Albany down. No, they're going to say 5-0 right now. 5-0 as that opening period ends. We have some championship wrestling. Ohmscheid on deck. Looks like mat number one. We have Zierden on deck, and mat number two could have those championship matches going on here at the same time. Husky Wrestling here on KASM, 1150 on your AM dial, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and MyChasm.com. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Husky boys basketball should be getting underway, if not already underway over in Melrose. Should be a good one there. We'll pass on some scores if we do receive them during our broadcast as well. Yeah, Husky girls also in action tonight, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, a lot of sports going on. Have some playoff girls hockey already last night beginning. Had some sections for the dance team already last weekend, so getting to be that time of year already. As Fish will be taken down, he'll give up 2 points, now trailing 7-0. 7-0 in this match, 105 remaining in that second period for Fish. And now they're gonna give 2 more points on a takedown for the Hutch wrestler. He's up 7-2 here. He picked up a flurry of points, or it was 7-2. Now they get 2 points for the takedown, now 9-2 for Jordan Stenzel, leading Logan Urick of Becker. So a 9-2 lead now, 9-2 lead for Stenzel, down a few seconds remaining in the third period. And Stenzel will get a win for Hutchinson, claim the championship at 152. He had a real strong match, and he'll get a win for Hutchinson tonight at 152. A tough matchup. And Logan Urick, the junior, finishing second. Owen Meyer did pick up third place at 152 tonight as well. We'll get some championship wrestling at 160. As Brett Kirshner of St. Cloud Apollo, 30-7, a senior, facing Alex Nelson of Hutchinson, who is now 24-21. He's a 10th grader. They'll hit the mat on mat number one here. Ohmscheid must be on deck on mat number two here. We'll kind of wait and see as we continue to move through these matches. Fish right now still down in his matchup. He's trailing 9-0 as time expires in the second period. It looks like we have a blood time as well, possibly, here in this match. Nope, looks like everybody's okay. So that far left mat, mat number three, is going to go. I guess they're all done over there. So now we're just waiting for championship matches, quite possibly. As that match is open right now, or that mat is open, I should say. We'll see if they fill it in. Fish right now, going to give up some back points here. The wrestler from Apollo, been wrestling really, really well here. As they're wrestling here at 190. Nope. Wrestling at 220 for third place. Yeah, wrestling for four, I should say, Mora. No, it is Apollo. Zach Willard, a senior. Yeah, 16-22 on the season. And right now leading Fish has full control, leading 9-0. Should be some back points here coming up as well. Waiting for those to come through. As Fish is on his belly, championship action at 160. And right now we do have a 2-0 lead. Championship wrestling. And it looks like a 2-0 lead for the Apollo wrestler, Brett Kirshner, 30-7, the senior, facing Alex Nelson of Hutchinson, who is 24-21. He's a 10th grader. In Albany at 160, Logan Kittleson. He finished a fourth, got beat in a third place match by Michael Dene of Kimball, the junior. As wrestling continues here at Albany High School, the Albany Purple Pride. Championship wrestling, the Apollo wrestler Kirshner working. And oh, let's see here. Nice job by Hutchinson. Yeah, the wrestler from Hutch Nelson. He just continued to work and somehow scurried out, got a 1-point escape down 2-1. Now they both kind of fighting for control on their feet. And nobody with control, no points awarded. Back on their feet, staring each other down. 4 seconds remaining in this opening period. Championship at 160. Time runs out. We'll step aside. We'll take a 2-minute break. More Purple Pride Wrestling here on Chasm Radio. Back in 2 minutes.
Always find good home cooking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Hillcrest Family Restaurant in Albany. Enjoy their daily specials, 2 varieties of homemade soup, a fresh salad bar, and desserts made daily. Hillcrest Restaurant has 3 party rooms available, seating anywhere from 20 to 150, and they will even cater your private parties. Visit Hillcrest Restaurant today. They're open 7 days a week for your dining pleasure. Call 845-2168 for more info.
Selection and quality. That's what you get, that's what you see. So stop on in and you will find a deal that's simply one of a kind. Albany Chrysler, your one-stop dealer. Albany Chrysler, your one-stop dealer. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
High school wrestling here on KASM, 1150 on your AM radio dial. Thanks for tuning in. Some Friday night wrestling action, Albany Purple Pride. Also check out our Chasm Facebook page later on tonight. We had a chance to talk to Gabe Zierden's dad, Matt. As Matt and some of the parents running some of the donations as, trying to take down cancer. You heard of Tackle Cancer and those fundraisers during the football season and Take Down Cancer during the wrestling season. So selling some of the shirts and taking donations as well. So we had a chance to talk to Matt about that and, of course, talk a little wrestling and also even talk a little farming. We tied all three in together, so check out our Facebook page, Chasm Radio, and today's Focus on Farming will feature Matt Zierden, so we'll have that posted a little bit later on this evening for you. So wrestling continues, championship at 160. Championship at 160, and right now still in the lead is the wrestler from Hutchinson. And that'll be Alex Nelson, leading 8-2. Let's see here. Let's get it straight here, Joe. No, it is right. Yeah, no. Correction. Apollo wrestler, Brett Kirshner. Yeah, let's not get it all messed up here. Kirshner leading Nelson. Kirshner had a bye in the first round, had a 38-second pin over Logan Kittleson in the semis. Alex Nelson of Hutchinson had a third-period pin over Braden Butts in the first round, and had an 8-7 decision over Michael Dene of Kimball area, and Dene finishing, winning that third place match over Kittleson. Championship going on, wrestling action as well. Gabe Zierden on the mat now at 182, facing Christian Kurth of Hutchinson. Gabe ranked second in state, Kurth ranked number 9. They go off the mat, now back to the center. 125 remaining here in this opening period in championship wrestling. Zierden and Kurth all locked up high. Zierden going in for that left leg. They'll pull him off the mat. Zierden keeps his toes in bounce, but they say no. They go off the mat. No points awarded. So Gabe going in for the 2 points there in the near side. Ran out of real estate. Now Kurth going in for a double, no go. Gabe gets a single up high, and Gabe will get a two-point takedown right off the bat here for Albany, the Husky junior. Yeah, Gabe is 30-0, a junior, made it to state a year ago as a 10th grader and having just an outstanding season. Had a pin over Nicholas Bowen of Kimball area, Bowen in the first round. Second round defeating, Tanner Gill. Had a pin in 23 seconds now. Wrestling Kurth. Kurth had a pin over Reed Tripp of Becker in the first round. Had a pin over Cade Barrett of New London in the semis. And Zierden starting here on top, leading 2-0. Kurth gets to all fours. Gabe trying to break him down here as we're down to 30 seconds in this opening period here for Albany. Gabe riding high. Now looking for an ankle. Nope, not going to get an ankle. Still fighting for a little hand control. Kurth gets to his feet. Gabe will get that right leg. Kurth will face him chest to chest. They both go off the mat far side. No points awarded here. They will give Kurth 1 point for the escape on that far side, so it's 2-1. Kurth kind of comes back to the middle of the mat, limping a little bit as they both hit hard on that far sideline. As Gabe goes in, gets a double, goes in, now switches it to a single. And he'll just run his head in the chest of Kurth. And they'll get 2 points. And also stoppage here. So let's see here. Kurth was looking up at the referee. And they did have a stoppage here. They're not going to give Gabe. No, they will not award him the 2 points. So Gabe up 2-1 right now in the championship at 182. Austin Ohmscheid now taking the mat at 170. As action at 160 wrapped up. So we'll have two Huskies on the mat here wrestling, championship wrestling right now. Austin Ohmscheid, he is facing Isaac Erickson Thomick of St. Cloud Apollo. Wrestling here at 170 in the championship. Gabe now will start off on top here, 148 remaining, second period, still leading 2-0. As Kurth, as Gabe looks like he's trying for a near side cradle, possibly, but Kurth has his left knee, his left leg all tied up. And Gabe at it for a moment. Kind of sprawling on their back and all back as Gabe tries to lock it in again. Gabe will try and lock in. He's going to pick up some near fall points here. As Gabe really locks it in there for a moment, cannot hold on as Kurth will slip through. And some three near fall here for Gabe Zierden. A 5-1 lead here for Gabe. So 5-1 lead, 103 remaining in the second period. Gabe leading 5-1. No score between Ohmscheid and Erickson Thomick at 170. Two championship matches. Also Marvin Stang to wrestle in a championship as well here for Albany. That's to come as well. So Gabe right now in control on top here. Gabe ranked to number 2 in state, facing the wrestler from Hutch, Christian Kurth, ranked at number 9. He's 41-4. Gabe is 30-0. Gabe has that right arm as it pinned back. As they're down to 24 seconds left here in the second. Well, Gabe takes that right arm, puts it over his own head here. Trying to turn Kurth over, cannot. Now Kurth into like a tripod position. Gabe on top. And the official will say potentially dangerous here as Gabe was on top and applying a little pressure. No score in the Austin Ohmscheid championship match at 170. That's got 20 seconds remaining in the first period. Gabe busts down Kurth here in this opening, final few seconds of the second period. And Gabe will go into period number 3, leading 5-1. 5-1 here for Albany. And also Ohmscheid will go off the mat far side. Still no score in their matchup in their championship at 170. So Gabe will start in the down position. The Husky junior starts in the down position facing Kurth of Hutchinson. Gabe leading 5-1. Gabe gets to his knees, now to his feet. Down to his knees, and now he'll pull Kurth over. Right over. Minkerth back again, gains control. No points awarded. That was pretty quick by Gabe. Can add him in a headlock and peel him right on over, pull him over. Now Gabe in a sit-out right now in a sitting position. Gets to all fours, Kurth. Now Gabe back to a sitting position, backs his way inside to Kurth. Turns Kurth over and twist and turning. He'll get 2 points now for a takedown. It's like a pretzel move, I'm going to call it, or like that glazed, you know, a twist donut you get at the bakery. That's kind of what happened there. Zierden ends up on top, gets 2 points, leading now 7-1. Looks like Omscheid leading 1-0 in his match, 1:24 remaining in that second period. Gabe in control, under a minute remaining, third period. Championship wrestling at 182. So wrestling on that far side. Omscheid still up 1-0, down to a couple seconds. Now Kurth is going to get 2 points on Zierden on that far side as both kind of battling for control, and Kurth ended up on top. You'll get 2 points as the wrestlers will stay on their feet here. 39 seconds remaining, third period. Gabe leading 7-3. Gabe leading 7-3, ranked number 2 in state at 182. He's on his feet right now. Both wrestlers kind of shoulder to shoulder, belly to belly, facing each other here. Wrapped around the waist is Zierden. Now Kurth kind of trying to go at Gabe in his upper body here under his armpits. Gabe trying a toss, not happening. And they go off the mat here near side down to 14 seconds. So 14 seconds remaining, championship wrestling at 182. Gabe Zierden leading 8-3. Back on their feet, Kurth also looking to lock in, gonna underhook him here. Now Gabe will take him down. They go off the mat near side, no points awarded again. Down to 5 seconds remaining, Gabe leading 8-3. 8-3 lead for Zierden. Back to action, Kurth goes in for a shot. Nice defense by Gabe, and Gabe will get a win. He'll get it 8-3, remains undefeated, gets a championship here at the Purple Pride, the Husky Junior. At 182, nice job by Gabe. Championship now at 170. Has a few seconds, release here and melt away in period number 2. And Omscheid leading 1-0 in a close one here at 170. So they go to period number 3. Austin Omscheid 25-8 for the Husky senior facing Isaac Erickson Thomick. He's 19-19, a junior for St. Cloud Apollo. So third period in Austin, a 1-0 lead. He had a tough semifinal as he had to face Carter Holtz, an eighth grader, and boy, it took everything to beat Holtz 6-4 in that semifinal. So both wrestlers on their feet near side. Omscheid down to a knee, kind of opted to go in for a single, pulled it back out. Got some more championship wrestling, 195 going on right now, possibly, or is that 220? Not quite sure here. Looks like, that's going to be 220. Ben Zapoy of Kimball area, 27-4, facing Marcus Small of Hutchinson. That championship at 220. Now they go off the mat here in 170. 114 remaining. 114 remaining. And Austin Omscheid holding on to a 1-0 lead. Both wrestlers on their feet right now. Austin has a wrist. Has that left wrist right now. Had it for a moment. Looking for a double. Got knocked away under a minute remaining. Austin still up 1-0. And he'll kind of snap down the Apollo wrestler. They go off the mat far side. So a lot to do yet. A lot of time, 51 seconds. Omscheid leading 1-0 here in championship wrestling at 170. Earlier, Dustin Schmidt finishing second at 126. Gabe Zierden a championship at 182. Now championship action at 170. Marvin Stang still a wrestle for the championship as well. That's coming up at 285. He'll be wrestling Nick Radins of Becker, who's 24-6 on the season. Marvin is 27-3. Marvin also just cracking those top 10 state rankings as well. So down to 25 seconds. Omscheid still leading 1-0. They're still fighting for hand control. The Apollo wrestler in high on a single momentarily. Omshide quickly got out, backpedaled a step or two. And the wrestler from Apollo could not hold on. Down to 9, down to 8, down to 7. Both wrestlers fighting on this near side of the mat here. They'll go down to the mat. No points awarded. And Austin Omshide will hold on for a 1-0 win for Albany. Austin at 170. It was a tough one. Nothing fancy. But he'll get a 1-0 win. Now 26-8 on the year for Albany. Championship at 170. More championship wrestling at 195, 220. What we'll do right now is take another two-minute break. More wrestling action here at the Albany Purple Pride. We're back in 2 minutes.
When you need a trailer, three words should come to mind. Midsota Trailer Sales. Not only do we build and sell great trailers, we are the only trailer dealer in Minnesota that can sandblast, paint, rebuild, refurbish, and do DOT inspections. Need a new trailer or your trailer fixed? Three words. Midsota Trailer Sales.
If you're gonna be hauling
on the south side of I-94 in Avon.
You need to be calling
online at MidsotaTrailerSales.com.
Midsota Manufacturing.
A catchphrase in sports is clutch. Whether it's a coaching decision or coming through on the field of play, it's about being clutch.
Hi, this is Derek Meyer, Vice President and Manager at Stearns Bank Albany. Our winning team at Stearns Bank is filled with clutch performers ready to close your business loan quickly. As preferred business lenders, we offer customized loans with flexible terms to fit your needs. Work one-on-one with our team at Stearns Bank. Call me today at 845-2151. Making business fun to run at Stearns Bank, we get the job done.
Vision is a precious gift, and it's important that you take time out for an annual eye exam. Eye health is not only the detail you see, but how well your eyes work together. Great athletes have superior eye coordination. Good readers have smooth eye movement. And as we age, skills may change. Glaucoma, cataracts, and other eye diseases are always a concern. Adults should have a baseline exam, and after age 35, a visit every 2 years is recommended. Call optometrist Dr. Rick Gretsch at the Albany Eye Clinic at 845-4747 in Melrose, 256-4000. Try it. You'll like it. It's a shopping experience at Albany Country Floral and Gifts. For over 30 years, Albany Country Floral and Gifts have been serving our community and providing floral arrangements for weddings, birthdays, school dances, and other special events. Albany Country Floral offers tuxedo rental, telefloral all over the country, delivery, gifts for the young and old, and the best chocolate for your sweet tooth. Make someone's day and order a fresh arrangement of flowers from Albany Country Floral and Gifts. Call 845-4776.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Husky Wrestling here on KASM Radio. As we get the championship action at 285, Marvin Stang facing Nick Radins of Becker. And Marvin got taken down right away for a two-point takedown and also some near fall, and it's a 5-1 lead for Nick Radins here, 35 seconds remaining in this opening period. So Radins a quick takedown and some near fall, and Stang got a one-point escape. And Marvin did a great job not to cash her in at that time, and he fought, now trailing 5-1, down to 15 seconds remaining here in period number one. Some boys basketball, halftime in Melrose. Albany leading Melrose 34-32. As Albany coming off that overtime win over Melrose in their first meeting, and now they're playing at Melrose tonight. So 34-32, Albany leading Melrose in boys basketball. After our wrestling, you can catch the remainder of that game on Bob FM 105.5 tonight. So just the final two matches going on here at 285, and also some other championship matches. Oh, let's see, we have championship action. Oh, 220 championship went to Ben Zipoy of Kimball area. Had a bye, a fall, and picked up a pin as well in a championship. We have also championship wrestling now at 195. Cody Kurth of Hutchinson. Another Kurth from Hutchinson in the finals. And he's facing Nick McKenzie of New London Spicer. Right now it's a 5-2 lead for the wrestler from Hutchinson. As we get back to Marvin's matchup, Marvin starting in the up position, top position here. And it's a 5-1 deficit for Marvin Stang, trying to break down the big guy from Becker, Nick Radins. I was told Marvin had some success already this year against Radins of Becker. If I'm not mistaken, did get a win, if not two wins already on the year. So wait and see if Marvin can make the comeback, trailing 5-1 in his championship at 285. Trying to break down, just trying to chop away at that left arm of Radins, who's in just a all fours position right now. Marvin trying to work Radins now up to a tripod. Marvin on his near side, aiming for that left leg. McCalling Radins caution for stalling here. Radins still on the bottom, down to 58 seconds remaining, second period, 5-1, as Marvin will take him off the mat near side. There was some blood time a few minutes ago where Marvin had to get that stopped. His left nostril is all, looks like filled up with cotton or something to stop that bleeding. But he's on top again, down to 50 seconds remaining. 50 seconds remaining. Here in the second period, staying down 5-1. He's on top, has an arm around the belly. Has that left arm on that left elbow. Has that left leg off Radins. Kind of pinned down now. Radins quickly burst up to his feet momentarily, but Marvin will take him down. No points awarded. Marvin trying to break down Radins here in this second period. We're down to 17 seconds remaining. Second period action in the championship at 285. Huskies Zierden and Olmscheid each winning championships tonight. Time is gonna expire here. Radins called for another caution. They will award a point to Marvin Stang. Now it's 5-2 as time expires here in the second period. Go to period number three. So Radins got a caution, then second caution equates into a point. And a point goes to Marvin, who's gonna start in this bottom position against Radins. And Raiden says, no, let's start on our feet. So another point to Marvin, now 5-3 as we begin this third period for Albany. Raiden's and Stang, trying to snap down the head and slide on through. No go that time, trying to tie it up here, trying to get a two-point takedown here in the third period. Both on their feet. Marvin goes in for a single, unsuccessful. Raiden's goes up top. Tries to get a half on Stang, no go. They fight, go off the mat. Radins will quickly slide around here looking for 2 points. He'll get 2 points as he wheeled around quickly, and Radins, using his speed, gets 2 points on Stang. And it's now a 7-3 score. 7-3, 1:30 remaining here in this third period. A few Huskies yelling at Marvin saying, you still got time. Still got some fuel in the tank here. Marvin up top, they lock in up top now. Marvin trying to snap down, no, nowhere to go. Marvin down 7-4 right now, 7-4. As a 2-point takedown for Radins. Marvin went down looking for a single. Radins with a quick tap on the back and made his way around. Now he'll let Marvin up. Now it's 9-5. Both wrestlers back on their feet. Under a minute remaining here in this third period. Marvin Stang and Radins Becker championship here at 285. Purple Pride as Marvin trying to take Radins down on that far side. No go. And we're down to 45 seconds now. 9-5. Marv trying to work his magic here, trailing by 4 in his third period, down to 39 seconds. Fighting for hand control. Marvin's got to move here to get things rolling. Tries a little swim through, not there. Radins looks at the clock, and he's going to be content just playing defense here. Marvin tries to snap him down again. No go, down to 22 seconds. Now up high. Marvin on his feet looking for a single, double. No, Radins will just backpedal and then swing around, and he'll get a 2-point takedown. He'll let Stang up. Now it's 11-6, down to 5, down to 4. Marvin goes in trying to take him down one final time. Not enough. And Raiden Sabecker, he'll get the championship with a 11-6 decision over Marvin Stang, but a nice hard-fought match again. I'm sure they'll see each other. I was told in that class alone, when it comes to sections, there's four or six of the top 10 in state in the same section, and only two out of that section go to state. So those two guys could run into each other once again as we come down to section time. So, yeah, win right there for Nick Radins of Becker, now 25-6. Marvin Stang right now 27-4. As that will conclude the matchups tonight, we'll run down some of the final results as we can. We'll wait for those to come in. Also name your top dog of the match. Have the awards ceremony going on right now. Let's take a minute break right now in your home of Albany Husky Wrestling.
Great service, selection, and quality. That's what you get, that's what you see. So stop on in and you will find a deal that's simply one of a kind. Albany Chrysler, your one-stop dealer. Albany Chrysler, your one-stop dealer. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
If you want your new farm or business to succeed, or you're looking to buy new property, don't take advice from someone sitting behind a desk. At Central Minnesota Credit Union, we'll actually come to your farm to discuss your needs with you. We are one of the top federally insured ag lending credit unions in Minnesota. We offer all of the financing solutions and expertise to help you grow, including SBA and FSA loan programs. Visit us at mycmcu.org. Central Minnesota Credit Union, centered on you. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
Husky Wrestling here on KASM. Our Husky Sports Boosters this evening. Big hats off to those fine folks, which include Blattner Energy in Avon, Joel Schneider Service, Main Street, Albany, Lang Trenching Avon, also Community Technology Center in Albany and St. Joe. Other Husky boosters include Albany Eye Clinic, Albany Country Floraland Gifts, Cutzer Excavating, Hillcrest Family Restaurant, in Albany, the Woodshop of Avon. Also wrestling action brought to you tonight by, Albany Eye Clinic. Mention K&S Pharmacy, Main Street, Avon, Stearns Bank, Albany, Schlenner, Winter & Company, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Central Minnesota Credit Union in part. And also Husky Sports brought to you by Albany Family Dentistry, Lake Country Veterinary Service, Main Street, Albany, Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon, Willem Bring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman Attorneys Outlaw in Cold Spring in Avon, and Albany Chrysler Center as well. They bring you Husky Sports here on AM 1150. So Husky Sports boosters will try and track down some of these final statistics, team scores, weight brackets, and more. We'll give you details coming up. Also name your Albany A&W top dog of the match. Let's take another two-minute break on your home of Husky Wrestling.
Are you selling or buying property? Perhaps you're starting a new business. Maybe you need a will, or you need an expert who can offer estate planning assistance. Have you been the victim of an auto injury? Whatever your legal needs are, consider contacting Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman, a local law firm in Cold Spring and Avon with honest and caring attorneys who have combined experience exceeding 100 years. At Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman, we have experienced attorneys who can offer you assistance in nearly any area of law, such as real estate, estate planning, business law, family law, and personal injury litigation. Put a law firm to work for you that cares about its clients. Call Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman at 320-685-3678. Again, 320-685-3678. Thanks, and we look forward to assisting you.
K&S Pharmacy Avon, locally owned, giving you personal, friendly service along with competitive pricing, supports Husky Sports on KASM Radio. For all your prescription needs, Carla, Sarah, and Dana will answer your questions and concerns. They accept most insurance cards. They can transfer your prescriptions anytime from any pharmacy. And best of all, they are super friendly and caring. Lots to offer in their store. UPS drop-off, home, health, school apparel, greeting cards, health and beauty, and lots more, along with an instant photo machine which can print directly from cell phones, iPads, camera cards, and even right off your Facebook account. Locally owned with people you know. K&S Pharmacy on Main Street in Avon. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Husky Wrestling here on Chasm Radio tonight here at Albany High School. Albany High School, the Albany Purple Pride Invitational being wrapped up here tonight and getting some of the awards being introduced right now, some of the team scores as well. In the meantime, we're going to name our top dog of the match brought to you by Albany A&W, and that's Junior Gabe Zierden. Gabe, congratulations, and an exciting Purple Pride. You got to feel happy how you wrestled.
Yeah, I've wrestled pretty well, I feel, in my first two matches. And then I knew my last guy I was going to be going up against was going to be pretty tough. So I had to bring my A game versus him, knowing he's ranked ninth and everything. So I knew I had to go out real fast, get a bunch of points put up on the board, and then just hold out till the end, really.
So talk about it. I mean, you make state a year ago, and you kind of got that target on your back all year, and so far your record unblemished, which you got to be happy with. How is it wrestling kind of knowing everybody's out to beat you?
Well, it makes you always think who's out there, really, because rankings, there could be some people who are getting snuffed out, not being ranked and everything. So I always go into the matches thinking this guy could be my first loss, and I never want to get that first loss this year. I want to keep it rolling through state. So knowing that, I knew this guy was going to come out with fire and everything, so I knew I had to match his intensity. And it kind of drives me a little more knowing I got that bullseye on my back, because everyone's going to be shooting for it, and I don't want anyone to hit it.
When you talk about wrestling, and obviously you got the bullseye on you, how do you keep it in your head because you have so much success? How do you not overlook anybody when you face them?
Well, I've always been taught that you can't overlook anyone, so growing up from a young age, never overlook anyone, especially in your first round match, because I know when I was younger, I upset a couple people in their first round match. So going up against everyone, you got to think this could be the last time you wrestle, and you always got to wrestle like it's your last.
He had some other success tonight. You saw Schmidt finishing second. Marvin had a tough one. He finished second. Olmscheid, he had some hard-fought semifinals in that final, 1-0.
Yeah, that was a big win for him, especially for seeding purposes going into sections. He's got a good chance to make a run for state, and so does Marvin. And a lot of other guys got a really good chance of placing high and trying to get that trip to state.
Has Marvin run into this guy before?
That was the fifth time Marvin wrestled that guy in the last 2 years. He's beat him 4 out of the 5 times. That was his first loss. So hopefully it's a little wake-up call versus him, and he'll come back versus sections and wrestle him tough.
Gabe Zierden joining us, our top dog of the match. Gabe, congratulations. Continued success, okay? You bet. Gabe Zierden joining us here in the Husky postgame tonight here on Chasm Radio. He is our top dog of the match, brought to you by Albany A&W as well this evening. So Gabe Zierden, congratulations. And Gabe, you know what? He came out, wrestled well, as he got the championship at 182 this evening. Yeah, so looking at some of that, let's see here. Yeah, Gabe tonight, 28-0 coming into today. Picked up a fall in 115 over Nicholas Bowen of Kimball area in the first round. Semifinals, he got a win as well over Tanner Gill, who is wrestling unattached tonight. That was a pin in 23 seconds. And Gabe got a 8-3 decision over Christian Kurth, another state-ranked wrestler, ranked 9. Gabe is ranked number 2, and Gabe got an 8-3 decision as well. So congratulations to Gabe Zierden, the championship at 182, and tonight's Albany A&W top dog of the match. So congratulations to Gabe Zierden. And also a big thank you to Jeremy and Julie. I know they got some wrestlers in that family too. So you know, a couple of years go on by and we'll have some of those Glens boys here at the Purple Pride. So we want to thank those fine folks for sponsoring Husky Sports in our postgame. Top dog of the match tonight. That's all at Albany A&W. And I saw the cars piling in there as well tonight, too, on my way over to the high school. And it's a great time. They're open 7 days a week. Yeah, great for before the match, during the match, if you're listening out and about in your car or afterwards, swing on over. You know, it's a feature of the drive-thru, some daily specials. You can never go wrong as well, as they have some of those Lenten specials already going. And also this poutine, have you tried that? You got to try that. They got the root beer made right there in-house. And, of course, my favorite day is Monday because that's five for five, five burgers for $5. Can't go wrong on that at Albany A&W. Big thank you to all of our sports boosters. What we'll do is we'll send it back to the studio and hear from our final messages here and come back and wrap it up. Albany Purple Pride here on CASM Radio.
Schlenner, Winter & Company has a significant presence in central Minnesota by maintaining offices in St. Cloud, Albany, Little Falls, Monticello, and Maple Lane. Schlenner, Winter & Company is dedicated to serving its clients with professionalism and integrity. Their firm serves its clients with accounting, tax, audit, payroll, and business consulting needs. Schlenner, Winter & Company focuses on industries such as agriculture, construction, and transportation. Stop by and see Aaron Smith or Bob Hengel in the Albany office on 6th Street or call today at 320-845-2940 to set up an appointment for year-end planning. Schlenner, Winter & Company's professional attention to detail and personal touch promote excellent working relationships with their clients. Call today at 320-845-2940. A catchphrase in sports is clutch. Whether it's a coaching decision or coming through on the field of play, it's about being clutch.
Hi, this is Derek Meyer, Vice President and Manager at Stearns Bank Albany. Our winning team at Stearns Bank is filled with clutch performers ready to close your business loan quickly. As preferred business lenders, we offer customized loans with flexible terms to fit your needs. Work one-on-one with our team at Stearns Bank. Call me today at 845-2151. Making business fun to run at Stearns Bank, we get the job done.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Husky Wrestling here on KASM, 1150 on your AM radio dial. Also 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and also online at mychasm.com, as well as we run down some of the final stats and statistics here in the Husky post game. Here on AM 1150, Mr. Bungie, can I borrow that thing in front of you there for just a few seconds? One, two, and a three. Boy, look at that. The pride of Appleton, Minnesota. Not just Bungie's baked beans, boy. There's athletes in southwestern Minnesota. Yeah, we're on the same plane. You bet we are. Let's run down some of these finals. I can do team scores here. And let's begin here. Seven teams. Team number seven, Mora. Mora finishing with 51 points. St. Cloud Apollo in sixth with 101.50. Or 101 and a half, I should say, 101 and a half. Fifth place, New London Spicer at 127 and a half. Albany finishing in fourth at 146. Kimball finishing third at 154. Becker finishing second, 159 and a half. And Hutchinson at 208. They win the team titles here at the Albany Purple Pride. Your champions tonight at 106, Blake Fogley of New London Spicer. He's the champion. For Albany, Albany at 106, Declan Crumley did not place at 106. At 113, Luke Reuter of New London Spicer, he was the champion. And for Albany, nobody for Albany wrestling at 113, at 113 this evening. At 120, championship goes to Lucas Paulson of Becker. He got the championship for Albany. We had Dustin Schmidt falling to Paulson 8-3 in that championship at 120. At 126, Brock Luthens of Hutchinson, he got the win. As Kylan Risch of Becker actually got sick on the mat, so he had to leave the win go to Luthens. For Albany, Will Mergen had a nice third place, 33-second pin to get third place championship at 126. And 132, Tucker Gifferson of Hutchinson, he was a pinfall winner for the championship. And for Albany Wrestling at 132, Javi Solis getting the third place championship with a 5-1 win at 132. At 138, Peyton Schiefelbein of Kimball area, double overtime 2-1 win over Kevin Andres. Also, we had Raphael Solis. He finished sixth tonight, losing in a fifth place championship at 138. Wrestling at 145 tonight. Championship goes to Zach Holtz of Kimball. He picked up a fall. He had two pins on the day. And for Albany, Peyton Lynn finishing sixth at 145. Championship at 152 went to Jordan Stenzel of Hutchinson. He got a 9-2 win in the finals. And Owen Meyer, congratulations, got a pin in that second period. He got the third place championship at 152. At 160, championship goes to Brett Kirshner of St. Cloud Apollo. He got a 10-4 decision for the win, the championship at 160. And for Albany, Logan Kittleson finishing in fourth at 160. At 170, Austin Omshai just announced as the champion at 170, picked up a 1-0 win to claim the title. At 170, Austin Omshai. At 182, Gabe Zierden, he continues to be undefeated as he got a win, 8-3 final in that championship against Christian Kurth of Hutchinson. So Gabe Zierden, champion, undefeated, ranked number two in state at 182. At 195, championship goes to Cody Kurth of Hutchinson, the sophomore, an outstanding day as he got two pins. And also, let's see here, Kurth, the champion, nobody for Albany Wrestling at 195. And 220, we had Ben Sapoy of Kimball area, the champion. He had a bye and two pins. He picks up the championship at 220, Ben Sapoy of Kimball area. And for Albany Wrestling was Carter Fish. He finishes fourth at 220, fourth at 220. Wrestling at 285, Marvin Stang in that championship, and he got defeated by Nick Radins of Becker. Those two seniors we heard Gabe in the post-match comments, very familiar with each other. Radins gets an 11-6 win over Marvin Stang in the championship at 285. So a full night of wrestling and outstanding wrestling here at Albany High School in the Albany Purple Pride. Once again, team scores, championship goes to Hutchinson, top team, followed by Becker, Kimball, Albany, New London Spicer, St. Cloud Apollo, and Mora. We will also have some individual awards also mentioned, and we'll have those for you here in just a few moments. What we'll do is actually send it back to the studio, and we'll have Scott update you on some weather, maybe a short news, and we should have those individual honors announced in the meantime. So, Scott, we'll send it back to you, do a short news, do a weather forecast, and then one more time, please send it back out to Albany area schools. For Husky Wrestling, we'll be back after this news and weather update.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A Democratic memo on the Russia investigation will not be released today as expected. According to a letter from White House counsel Donald McGahn, President Trump is unable to authorize the release of the memo at this time. The letter explains that it contains numerous classified and especially sensitive passages. It also says the president has told Justice Department personnel to give technical assistance to the House Intelligence Committee should the committee wish to revise the memo. The committee had voted unanimously to send the memo to the White House with the aim of having it released to the public. The third-ranking Justice Department official behind Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is stepping down. The New York Times says Associate Attorney General Rachel Brand will resign after only 9 months on the job. It's unclear why Brand is leaving. A new report shows that at least 63 children have died from the flu this season. Tom Roberts has details.
Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are calling this nationwide flu outbreak potentially the worst on record following the release of their latest weekly report. In the past week alone, the CDC says 10 children have died from the outbreak. The rate of flu-related hospitalizations is at the highest rate since the CDC began tracking the flu 10 years ago. Health officials say it's not too late to get a flu shot because it's still unclear when the epidemic will end. Tom Roberts, NBC News Radio.
Vice President Mike Pence says he's appalled by the allegations against now former White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter.
There's no tolerance in this White House, no place in America for domestic abuse.
Pence spoke with NBC Nightly News. Porter resigned this week amid allegations of domestic abuse by two former wives. Pence said he believes the White House has signaled that it could have handled the situation better. Pence stated that he'd look into the matter when he returns to Washington, D.C. from the Olympics. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Chasm Weather.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low temperature of 9 below zero. Wind chills as cold as 20 below. Saturday, sunshine with a high temperature of 13 and west winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday looks mainly sunny with a high temperature of 18. Monday, we'll see cloudy skies with a high temperature of 16 degrees. Tuesday, sunshine with a high temperature of 22. And for Wednesday, we'll see plenty of sun with a high temperature of 29 degrees. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on AM 1150 KASM.
That's going to do it for your news and weather. It's negative 1 and clear here at the Chasm Studio. Feels like negative 11 with the wind chill. Now let's go ahead and hand it right back over to Joe and let him finish things off. It's all yours, Joe.
All right, sounds good. Scott back here at Albany High School in perfect timing, too, getting some of these individual honors announced. Tonight, most falls in the least amount of time. Tucker Gifferson of Hutchinson, who is now 41-6, a junior, got the championship at 132, picked up his 100th victory of his career as well tonight. He had three pins in a total of 7 minutes and 3 seconds. So congratulations to Tucker Gifferson of Hutchinson. Also tonight's most outstanding wrestler, and that was voted on by the coaches, and that was Gabe Zierden of Albany, the champion at 182. So congratulations to Gabe Zierden, the most outstanding wrestler announced tonight here at the Albany Purple Pride. So a busy night. What an exciting night of Husky wrestling. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. I know Husky boys basketball taking on Melrose as well. You can listen to the rest of that ball game on Bob FM 105.5. So crank on over and listen to the exciting ending of Albany at Melrose in boys basketball. That's going to wrap up our coverage here at the Albany Purple Pride. It's been outstanding. Scott, I appreciate your help at the Chasm Radio Sports Studios. Once again, for Albany Husky Radio Sports, Husky Sports, Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill. Have a good night.
Thanks, Joe. It was really no problem. Alrighty, congratulations to all the wrestlers tonight for their matches, all those that won and all those that didn't. Sounds like it was fun. Wish I could have been there to see it myself. All right, we got about 30 minutes left here in the hour, just enough time to fit in some Les Feldick. So here is Through the Bible.
Hello and welcome to Through the Bible with Les Feldick, an inspirational and informative half hour of insight into the heart of Scripture.